the witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
好，我们再读第二十二章第二节。
Then let's read the chapter 22:2.
天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。
The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son.
我们再读十一节到十四节。
Then verse 11-14.
王进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的，就对他说：“朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？”那人无言可答。于是王对使唤的人说：“捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。”
Verse 11-14. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have a wedding garment. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot, take him away and cast into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen."
我们再读马太福音最后一章二十八章第十九节的前半。
Then let's read the last chapter of Book of Matthew's, Matthew 28:19-8.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
我们再读到最后圣经最后一本书启示录的十九章。
Then let's read the last book of the Bible, which is the Book of Revelation, chapter 19.
我们除读第七到第九节。
Verse 7-9.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了，又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Book of Revelation chapter 19:7-9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints. Then he said to me, "Write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said to me, "These are the true sayings of God."
我们最后读启示录第二十章第六节的后半。
Let's read Book of Revelation chapter 20:6b.
啊，这一次读的时候我们一起开口哈，中文的先开口一起读。
Let's read it together. First, the Chinese.
他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
这一次夏令会两位讲员呢，他们信息的主题都是讲到国度。
The theme of this summer conference, the two speakers both are talking about the kingdom.
一个是关于国度的来临，还有一个是进入国度。
One is about the coming of the kingdom, and the other about entering the kingdom.
特别在这个末世，当我们预备迎接主再来的时候，我们必须要对这个国度有清楚的认识。
Especially in this end time, when we're preparing for the return of the Lord, we need to have clear understanding of the kingdom.
我们每一个礼拜四早上年长聚会，上个月正好查读完了新约的马太福音。
During our elderly gatherings every Thursday, last month we finished reading the book of Matthew.
马太福音就是一本讲到天国的福音，或者说是国度的福音。
The book of Matthew is a gospel book about the kingdom.
说到主耶稣基督是天国的王，他来到世上就是要做君王救主。
And Jesus is the king of this kingdom. He come to earth to be the savior and the king.
我们在圣经第一本书第一章创世纪里面，我们也看到，在神在起初造人的时候，他的目的和旨意就是要得着一个团体的人。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, we can see that God's purpose in creating man is to gain a group of people.
一个 corporate man 要得着一个团体的人
a corporate man
这个人要来彰显神的形象和荣耀，并且代替他来管理他一切所造的。
Who will manifest God's glory and image, and he will manage and govern all the created things on God's behalf.
Govern 就是在地上建立他的国度。
In order to establish his kingdom on earth.
但是因为撒旦仇敌的破坏，人就犯罪远离了神，但是神的旨意永远不会失败的。
But due to the enemy Satan's destruction, men fail and depart from God. However, God's purpose will never fail.
所以在马太福音我们就看见神就差遣他自己的独生爱子来到这个地上。
So therefore, we can see in the book of Matthew, God sent his only begotten son to earth.
他要亲自来拯救，来恢复，做恢复的工作。
He will personally save the people and do the work of restoration.
他借着死而复活，要把那一个远离他、背叛他的百姓从罪里面救出来，目的还是要建立他的国度。
Through his own death and resurrection, he wants to rescue those people from their sin and death in order to establish his own kingdom.
在马太福音里面呢、啊，这个提到了天国这个字有好多次。那么这个天国呢，就是马太福音里面独特的一个词。
In the book of kingdom, the term the kingdom of heaven was mentioned many times.And it has special meanings.
我们看下一个 slide 哈，马太福音三章第二节，还有四章十七节，说到天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Book of Matthew chapter 3:2 and chapter 4 verse 17 says, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent."
那么马太三章二十三节呢？下面一章就是说到耶稣走遍加利利，传天国的福音。
And the next chapter says, Jesus went through Galilee proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
你若是注意看英文啊，这个天国的福音啊，英文翻成国度的福音。
If you examine this in the English version, you will see this gospel is about the gospel of the kingdom.
那因为马太福音它是强调天国，所以这个和合本就把它翻译成为天国的福音。
Because the book of Matthew emphasizes the kingdom of heaven. This is why this is called the gospel of heaven, of a kingdom.
Gospel of the kingdom of heaven. 就是天国的福音啊。
This is called the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
还有下一章这个 slide, 马太福音五章二十节就说到，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，就断不能进天国。
In the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, for I say to you, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees,You will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
下一个 slide 就说到，在约翰福音三章三节和五节呢，是从另外一面来告诉我们。
John chapter 3 verse 3 and 5 tell us about it from another aspect.
借着我们被从圣灵和水得了重生，得着了永生，就得以进入并得见神的国。
It tells us by being born again of water and the Spirit, we receive eternal life, and thus we can enter and see the kingdom of God.
那是说到神的国。
This is talking about the kingdom of God.
那么但是要进入天国呢，我们必须要在重生之后，在生活中要活出超凡的义。
But to enter the kingdom of heaven, after we were born again, we need to live out a supernatural righteousness in our daily lives.
因为我们刚刚念了五章二十节说，你的文士，你的义不胜于文士法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Because it says in book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 20, For I say unto you, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们要有一个清楚的认识，就是我们不只是在信主、相信主的时候，在客观方面基督做了我们的义，使我们在神面前得称为义，得着永生。
So that we need to know that when we were saved, we not only need to believe and accept the Lord so that we can receive eternal life.
而要在我们每天的生活中让基督从我们生活里面活出来，让基督成为我们主观的义，这样我们才能进入天国。
But in our daily lives, we need to live out the righteousness in our life. That way we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以天国不是每一位重生的人都能进入的。
Therefore not everyone who were born again can enter the kingdom of heaven.
你不要害怕，仔细听你就懂了。
Do not be afraid. If you listen carefully, you will understand this.
这个天国是神国中的一个特别的部分，天国是特别为得胜者所预备的奖赏。
This kingdom of heaven is a particular part of the kingdom of God. This is a reward to those overcomers.
所以下一张 slide, 马太十一章十二节就是说，天国是努力的人努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
Therefore, book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12 says, The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
就像我们上一周弟兄所说的，我们需要殷勤，我们需要努力追求。
As our brother Jack shared last week, we must be diligent. We need to strive to enter.
我们不但要进入神的国，我们还要殷勤，要努力追求，好进入天国。
We not only need to strive to enter into God's kingdom, but we also need to.Be diligent and strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那你说，那天国跟神的国有什么不同呢？
So you may ask, what's the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven?
简单的说，神的国是从永远到永远。
To put it simply, God, the kingdom of God is from eternity to eternity.
那天国是什么呢？天国是是千年国度的属天部分。
So what is the kingdom of heaven? It is the heavenly part of the millennium.
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 啊，千年国度。因为在神的这个旨意啊，他的工作和安排中呢，从基督降生到基督再来。称为今世。
So, in God's plan, from the time that Jesus was born till he comes, that's a time called the age, the current age.
从基督再来以后呢，叫做来世，就是千年国。
After the Jesus return, it is called the millennium.
The coming world.
The coming
那么
world.
这个千年国度以后，新天新地，新耶路撒冷，那个称为永世。
After the millennium, there will be new heaven, new earth, and a new Jerusalem, which is called eternity.
好，在中间那个一千年的部分呢，有属天的部分跟属地的部分。
And this millennium has an earthly part and a heavenly part.
属天的部分就称为天国。
This heavenly part is called the kingdom of heaven.
在马太福音十三章那里说到我父的国。
In book of Matthew chapter 13, it says the kingdom of the Father.
得胜者要与基督一同作王一千年，这就是我们所追求要进入的。
And the overcomers will reign in with him for 1,000 years. This is what we want to enter.
那就是千年国度属天的部分，听懂了吧？
This is a heavenly part of the millennium.
那千年国度里也有属地的部分，又称为人子的国，就是神在旧约应许这一个大卫后裔的弥赛亚国。
There is also an earthly part of this millennium, which is also what God promised to David's offspring.
那里有犹太人做祭司，还有万民。
There are Jewish people who served as a priest and people from all nations.
所以所有蒙救赎的人，我们都要成为勇士里面的一份子。
So all those who are redeemed, who are saved, we all need to be part of this eternity.
但是只有得胜得奖赏的才在天国，就是千年国度属天的部分里面有份。
But only overcomers can have part in those millennium.
好，下面一张 slide， 马太福音24:14告诉我们。
In the next slide, book of Matthew chapter 24:14 tells us.
这天国的福音，就是这个国度的福音，要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这个国度的福音当然包括了恩典的福音，它不但要把人带进神的救恩，它更要把人带进天国。
The gospel of the kingdom.Includes the gospel, of course, it includes the gospel of grace, which will not only bring people into God's salvation, but also bring them into the kingdom of heaven.
恩典的福音着重于在罪得赦免、神的救赎和永远的生命。
The gospel of grace emphasizes the forgiveness of sins, God's redemption and the eternal life.
而国度的福音或者说天国的福音呢，则重于强调属天的权柄和管制。
But the gospel of the kingdom emphasizes accepting God's heavenly authority and the governance of the Holy Spirit.
在这个世代结束以前，天国的福音、国度的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，末期才来到。
Before the end of this age, the gospel of the kingdom must be preached throughout the world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come.
我们不但自己要殷勤，要努力，要进天国，也要把人带进天国。什么意思？不但我们要得救，我们还要得胜，好迎接主的再来。这个太重要了。
So not only we need to strive to enter into the kingdom of heaven, but we also need to bring people to this kingdom of heaven. And we not only will be saved, but also will be overcomers. This is so important.
所以今天的题目就是天国的福音，分为三点。第一，天国子民的呼召；第二，天国子民的训练；第三，天国子民中的得胜者。
Therefore, today's topic is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. There are three points. The calling of the people of the kingdom of heaven, the training of the people of the kingdom of heaven, and the overcomers among the people of the kingdom of heaven.
好，我们先看第一点，天国子民的呼召。
Let's first look at first point, the calling of the people of the kingdom of heaven.
你知道一个国度的成立至少需要三个因素，土地、人民和君王。
There are three factors that are consisted of one kingdom. That is the land, the people, and the king.
当天国的王主耶稣来到地上的时候，他走遍了加利利，在各处传扬天国的福音。
When the king of the kingdom of heaven came to earth, he went throughout Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
所以主在马太福音4:17就说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Therefore, God says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, repent.
这是什么？这就是呼召天国的子民啊。
So what is he doing? He is calling the people of the kingdom of heaven.
主开始进执事，甚至于他的先锋施洗约翰，都是传说天国近了。
Well, Jesus began his ministry and his forerunners, John the Baptist, they both are saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
甚至后来他们差派门徒再出去传福音，也是传天国近了。那只是说天国近了，但是还没有来到。
And even afterwards, they send their disciples to preach the message that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. But they were talking about the kingdom of heaven is only at hand. It hasn't arrived yet.
那天国什么时候来的呢？
So when will it come?
到了五旬节，赐下圣灵，教会建立，哦，门徒添了3000，哦，那个信主的男丁约有5000，所以就有了天国的子民，那个时候天国才来到。
Therefore, when the Holy Spirit was given at the Pentecost, and the church was established, 3,000 were added to the disciples, and the number of men believing in the Lord were 5,000. Only when there are people of the kingdom can there be kingdom of heaven.
那你说天国来了，怎么还要进入天国呢？
So if you said the kingdom has come, then why do we need to enter it?
因为教会时期的真信徒是天国的实际。主再来的时候，他要带进，把他的子民带进天国的实现。
However, during the church age, the true believers are the reality of the kingdom of heaven. When the Lord returns, he will bring into the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven.
主说天国近了，你们要悔改。我们是悔改什么呢？悔改就是心思改变，生出懊悔而转向神。
God says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We should repent. So what does repentance mean? It means a change of mind, which leads to regret and turning to God.
为着天国的来到，人需要转移人生追求的目标。
For the coming of the kingdom of heaven, we need to shift the focus of our life's pursuit.
我们要从许多的事物做我们人生的目标来转向以神和神的国为中心为目标。
Shift our focus from a lot of things in our life, from many other things to God and God's His kingdom.
不但人信主得救的时候需要悔改，我们信主多年，我们也需要悔改。为什么？我们常常人生的目标都从主和主的国度上转向了别的目标。
We need to repent not only after we were saved and believe in the Lord, but also even if we believe in the Lord for many years, we still need to repent because we need to change our focus.
弟兄在特会告诉我们，我们今天已经来到了天国实现的大门口了，没有一件事情比进天国是更重要的。
Our brother told us at the summer conference that we're already at the doorstep of the kingdom of heaven. There is nothing else more important than entering to this kingdom.
我们不管做什么决定，都要把进天国放在第一优先的顺序上。
Whatever decision we need to make, we need to prioritize entering into the kingdom as our first priority.
所以，天国的福音不但是主耶稣和施洗约翰的时代所传的，这也是今天这个世代的需要，我们更需要传天国的福音。
Therefore, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven is not what Jesus and John has preached, but also is exactly what we need to spread during this age.
我们知道主在地上传天国福音的时候，他也医治人的疾病。
We know that when Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, he also healed people.
马太福音9:36，那里他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
In the book of Matthew chapter 9:36, he saw the multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
但是你要注意一件事情，主不只是说是怜悯他们，而是他呼召他们要来做他的门徒，甚至于做了他的门徒，也差遣他们出去传天国的福音。
But you need to note this. The Lord not only had compassion to them, but he also healed them and send them as disciples to spread the gospel.
就是使万民不只是做信徒，乃是要做门徒，好做天国的子民，来跟随这一位天国的君王。
That is to say, not just to make disciples, to make believers, but also disciples, and those who will follow and reign with the king.
那你说主呼召天国的子民，是哪些人来跟随他呢？
So who are those who follow Jesus?
跟随他的人都是一般承认自己有病、软弱、有罪的人。
Those followers are the ones who admitted themselves as sick, weak, and sinful.
不管人有什么病，只要来到主面前，或者是主来到这个人的面前，当人相信、接受这一位救主的时候，就都得着了医治和丰盛的生命，就是死人甚至也从死里复活。
Whatever sickness they had, as long as they came to the Lord, believed and accepted the Savior, they were healed and they receive abundant life. Even the dead can come back to life.
反而是那些以为健康、刚强、自义和一些法利赛宗教徒，他们呢拒绝不接受呼召。
On the contrary, those who consider themselves as a healthy, strong, and self-righteous, and those Pharisees and Jewish religious leaders, they rejected the Lord.
因为心里面骄傲，就蒙蔽了心眼，不认识这位君王救主，所以就拒绝失去了国度福音里面的全备的救恩。
The pride in their heart blinded them so that they lost the salvation in this kingdom.
你说难道只有有病的、有罪的人，有的人说像我这样健康的、像我这样的好人，那还需要吗？
So it is, is it only the sick who are called? How about me, who is healthy?
其实啊，我们每一个人都是有病、都是有罪，我们需要这一位天国的王的医治和拯救。
In fact, we're all sick and we are all sinful. We all need the salvation and the healing of this Savior.
问题是这个世代的人都生在罪中，也死在罪中。什么叫做死在罪中呢？就是没有感觉。
However, the people in this generation, they are all born in sin and dying in sin. What does dead in sin mean? Which means they're numb to sins.
对犯罪的事视而不见，听而不闻，毫无感觉，完全麻木了。
They cannot see it, they cannot hear it, feel it, or care about it.
所以马太福音下一章11章16到17节了啊，他说：“我可用什么来比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说。”我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
So, Book of Matthew, Chapter 11, Verse 16 to 17 says, "But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament.'"
你想想这幅图画，主耶稣这位神，他亲自降杯做了君王救主，但是呢他降杯自己好像一个孩童坐在街市上劝他的同伴一样。
Let's imagine this majestic king who humbled himself and come to earth, who were sitting in the marketplaces like a child and calling to their companions.
但是你不要轻看呢、啊、这个所传的福音是国度的福音啊。
But do not despise this, the gospel he spread itwas the gospel about the kingdom.
犹太教徒不接近不接受，所以他们就不能够经历救恩而喜乐而跳舞。
The Jewish religious people did not accept it. That is why they could not experience the joy of salvation and dance.
约翰和基督传悔改的道，但是他们不因罪忧伤而捶胸，不肯认罪而悔改。
John and Jesus preached the message of repentanceBut they did not mourn or lament for their sins. They're not willing to confess their sins and repent.
今天我们是不是也有的时候向主硬心，对罪毫无感觉呢？
Today are we hard-hearted towards the Lord and are insensitive or numb to the sins.
所以我们不要以为只是在信主的时候就需要承认远离神的罪，要悔改，接受这个福音。
Do not think it is only when we believe the Lord and the saved or accept the Lord we need to repent.
我们信主以后也需要继续不断的良心常常受到圣灵的光照而悔改。
After we were saved and believed the Lord, we still need to have the Holy Spirit enlighten our conscience so that we will repent.
生活中还常常犯罪，我们有很多地方不像主，我们要一点一滴的来认罪，来悔改。
In our daily lives, we often sin and not like God, and little by little, we need to repent and be changed by the Lord.
直到我们这个人完全被炼净，所以我们是要这样的来跟随这位天国的国度的君王，做天国的子民，甚至也要向我们的同学同伴来传这一个国度的福音。
And little by little, we will be changed by the Lord until our whole being is purified to be more like Him, so that we should follow the kingdom, the King of the kingdom this way, and be His citizen or people.
孙弟兄在这个夏令会第二个晚上告诉我们了，神的儿女不但不要犯罪，也不要犯错。
In the message of our brother Sun on the second evening of the summer conference, he said, "The children of God." should not only commit sin, but also not make mistakes.
因为天国的王是公义的王，他非常重视公义，他对罪和不义看得非常严重。
Because the King of Heaven is a just king, he values justice greatly and takes sin seriously.
但是他也是信实的，人偶尔犯罪，神还给人挽回的机会，就是主的宝血。
But he is also faithful. He gives people chances to be redeemed, which is through the precious blood of Christ.
所以下一个 slide, 约翰一书一章九节就告诉我们，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Therefore, John chapter 1:9 says,If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
还有一种情况，就是我们这个人常常悔而不改。
There is another situation where we often regret, but we do not change.
所以蒙召的天国的子民，生活要改变，要结出果子，与悔改的心相称。
Therefore, those people who are called to the kingdom of heaven need to change their lives to bear fruits worthy of repentance.
在生活中要活出义的生活，我们的义志要被主得着，才配做天国的子民。
We need to live our lives righteously so that we can be worthy to be children of God.
好，现在我们看第二点，天国子民的训练。
The second point is a training for the people of the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音五章一到二节告诉我们，耶稣看见许多的人，就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
Book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 1 to 2. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciple came to him.Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,
你知道马太福音五章、六章、七章就是天国的宪法，那就是天国该有的实际的光景。
Book of Matthew chapter 5, 6 and 7 are the constitutions of the kingdom of heaven, which is about the actual condition of the kingdom of heaven.
一个国家当然需要有宪法来规范百姓去遵守，那什么样的王就制定什么样的宪法。
A country needs a constitution to govern its people. The type of a king will determine the type of constitution they will have.
强盗坏人做王，他就制定什么偷盗抢劫是合法的。
If thieves and bad people are the king, they will legalize theft and robbery.
好像今天美国好些州还有大城市就是这样。
This is the case in a lot of big cities in the U.S. now.
而这位天国的王所制定颁布的宪法当然是最高标准的，所以这天国子民的要求一定是最高的。
The constitution established by the king of the kingdom is surely going to have the highest standard. Therefore, the requirements of its people are also the highest.
你知道天国的王是在海边呼召天国的子民的，但是呢，要领略天国的宪法，就需要我们和他一同上山到一个更高之处。
The king of the kingdom calls his followers by the sea, but to understand the constitution of the kingdom of heaven, we need to go up the mountain with him to a higher place.
所以他们上了山，门徒到主面前，主坐下就开口教训他们。
So they went up the mountain, and the Lord sat down and taught him.
他所对付的什么，不只是人的行为，而是人的动机和心中的思念。
He not only addressed the people's action, but he also addressed their motives and their thoughts in their heart.
旧约律法说不可奸人奸淫，但是国度的律法就说凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与他犯奸淫了。
The law in the Old Testament says, you shall not commit adultery. But the law of the kingdom says, whoever looks at a womanto lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
旧约律法说不可杀人，但是国度的律法说凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
The Ten Commandments in the Old Testament says you shall not murder, but the kingdom's law says whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment.
所以旧约律法是对付杀人的行为，国度的律法却对付怒气，就是对付杀人的动机，那是更高更深的。
Therefore, the law of the Old Testament dealt with the act of murder, but the law of the kingdom dealt with the motive of murder, which shows higher requirements.
天国律法这么高的要求，我们人天然的生命是无法遵守并达到，所以我们需要有更高的生命才能来应付。
Our natural life cannot enable us to meet this requirement. Therefore, we need a higher life.
所以下一节圣经，马太19章26节说，这在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
Therefore, in book of Matthew chapter 19 verse 26, it says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
意思就是说啊，我们靠着人天然的生命是不能进天国，也不会过国度的生活的，但是凭着神的生命就能履行天国宪法的要求。
This is to say we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven through our natural life or live a life of kingdom by our natural life. However, by the life of God, we can meet this requirement of the kingdom.
Amen. 这个腓立比书四章十三节说，因为靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
这就是为什么天国的王要训练他的门徒，训练门徒什么呢？就是不凭自己天然的生命而活，就是这个原因。
This is why the king of the kingdom trains his disciples on how to live not by their natural life.
我举几个例子，彼得在变化山上听见了天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
I'll give you a few examples. Peter had once heard on the Mount of Transfiguration a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
Listen to him. 但是彼得下了山，有没有 listen to him 呢？有没有听他呢？
But did Peter actually listen to him after he came down from the mountain?
主给他一个 quiz, 一个小考。
God gave him a quiz.
有收丁税的人问他了，你们的先生不纳丁税吗？
A tax collector asked Peter, does your teacher not pay the tax?
那彼得有没有问问主人呢？没有。
Did
他立刻回答说，纳。
Did Peter ask the Lord? No, he didn't. He immediately answered.
很显然，
yes.
他没有问问主，也没有听他，自己就回答了。这是不是也是我们的光景？
Apparently, he did not ask the Lord or listen to the Lord. And this is also our condition.
我们常常凭着天人救人的天然的人救人来想法说来回答问题，没有问问主，听主怎么说。所以在这件事情上，我们需要操练，我们也需要受训练。
We often answer questions without asking the Lord and listen to Him. This is what we need to be trained.
另外一方面，在服侍主的事情上呢，也要学习靠主的生命来服侍。
On the other hand, we need to learn how to serve the Lord with the life, rely on His life.
路加九章五到十一节，我没有打出来啊。当耶稣在地上将要被接上升的时候，打发门徒到撒玛利亚的一个村庄去为他预备。
In Luke chapter 9, verse 15:1 to 54, when Jesus was about to taken up to heaven, he sent disciples ahead to a village to prepare.
那里的人不接待他，这个门徒约翰跟雅各也说，主啊，要不要我们吩咐天上降火下来，把他们都烧灭了，像从前以利亚所做的。
Those people did not receive Jesus. So James and John saw this and asked, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did?
主怎么训练他们？主过来对他们说：“你们的心，你们不知道。人子来不是要灭人的性命，乃是要救人的性命。”
So how did Jesus train them? Jesus turned and rebuked them, saying, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them."
我们要认识一件事情：我们这个人天然，我们救人，我们那个急躁说的话是跟救主的美德和道德是相反的。
One thing we need to realize is that our man's impulsiveness are contrary to the virtue and morals of God.
出于我们自己的话会伤人，但是出于主的话就能够赐人生命，而且能够救人。
Our own words can hurt people.But the words from God can give people life and save them.
所以天国的子民在说话的事上也需要受国度王的管制和训练。
Therefore, for the people of the kingdom of heaven, we need to be governed by the Lord in our words.
还有就是我们这个天然的人有一种天然人的好意、好心。
And there's another thing, which is the natural good intention from us.
但是有的时候要注意，可能是出于撒旦的
but we need to
恶者的，不是主所要的。
But we need to be aware this might be from the evil one, or the Satan, not from the Lord.
所以主指示门徒，他一定要上耶路撒冷受死并且复活的时候，彼得拉着说：“主啊，万万不可如此。”
So when Jesus is about to end to go on the cross, andPeter said, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
主怎么说？对彼得说，撒旦退我后面去吧，因为你不体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
So what did Jesus say to Peter? He said, get behind me, Satan. You are offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but of things of men.
所以总括起来说，在马太16章24节，耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So in book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
什么叫舍己呢？就是否认，我知道我自己不好，我们要把我丧失我们这个魂生命，我们一切的心思情感意志，我们要放下。
So what does deny himself mean? It means to reject oneself, means to lose our soul life and lay down our natural life.
借助十字架来杀死我们天然的生命，这个就是背起我们自己的十字架，这样才能跟从主，这样才能在国度的实际里遵行国度的宪法。
And to kill this natural life through this cross, that is how we can follow God and to live in the reality of the kingdom.
这件事很重要，所以主不但这样 教训教导和训练他的门徒，自己以身作则，作为门徒的榜样。
This is so important. This is why not only did Jesus teach and train his disciples, but also he set up an example for them to follow.
马太26章39节，他上十字架以前，他怎么说呢？他在克西马尼园向父是这样的祷告。
So what did Jesus say? Did Jesus say before he went on the cross in Gethsemane?
说倘若可行，父啊，求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要靠我，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
He prayed to God, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will."
所以我们这位天国王的榜样是什么？他也否认了自己，顺服了父的旨意，上了十字架。
So what is the example of the King of the Kingdom? He denied himself. He obeyed the will of God and going on the cross.
我们的王已经得了荣耀，我们今天作为天国的子民，也必须要否认自己。
Our God has already gained the glory. Today, as a people of the kingdom of heaven, we also need to deny ourselves.
我们要背起自己的十字架来跟随这位天国君王的脚踪，救主的脚踪，走一条十字架却是达到荣耀的道路。
We need to take up our cross and follow the footsteps of our King and a Savior, walking a path of cross that leads to glory.
是天国子民训练的一件重要的事情。
Denying ourselves is a very crucial thing in our training as a people of heaven.
好，我们看第三点，天国子民中的得胜者。
Third point, the overcomers among the people of the kingdom of heaven.
天国是个奥秘，马太福音十三章就是说到天国的奥秘，主用了七个比喻来解释，来说关于天国的奥秘。
The kingdom of heaven is a mystery.Matthew chapter 13 talk about this mystery of the kingdom of heaven by using seven parables.
在第一个比喻里面，他只是为着天国出去撒种，那个时候天国还没有来到。
In the first parable, the Lord went to sow the seeds. At that time, the seed of the kingdom. At that time, the kingdom has not come.
第二个比喻就说到教会的建造的时候，天国才开始建立。
It was until the second parable, about the building of the church. At that time, the kingdom began to be established.
但是从那个以后啊，这当然第二个比喻就是麦子跟败子。败子就是假信徒，也撒在真信徒，就是麦子的中间，成为天国外表的主要部分。
There's a parable about the tares and the wheat.And from at that time, there is false believers who were sown among the wheat, referring to the true believers.
但是怕将假信徒除去的时候影响到真信徒，所以就留到收割，就是主再来的时候才处理。
But removing the tares from the seeds from the wheat might actually affect the wheat, so they are left until the harvest, which is when the Lord will come again to deal with them.
第三个和第四个比喻呢，教会的性质改变了。
In the third and the fourth parable, we can see the nature of the church has been changed.
芥菜就是蔬菜，变成了一棵大树，许多的恶鸟栖树其上。
The mustard seed has been turned into a large tree where birds of the air nest in its branches.
教会应该是无酵的饼，过除罪的生活，却掺杂了许多的异端的道理和邪恶的事物。
The church should be like unleavened bread, living a life free from sins. However, it has become mixed with many heretical teachings and evil things.
是整个的基督教就是天国的外表啊，它里面这个内容全部都发了酵。
This caused the Christianity, the outward expression of this kingdom and the inside to be fully leavened.
成了天国外表的组织，就是所谓今天的基督教国。
This formed the outward structure of the kingdom, which is known as the Christian nation or the Christendom.
你为什么说这个是外表呢？因为特点就是大，这个面包看得很大，虚有其表，实质没有多少。
Why do you call it outward expression? The outward expression itself is big. It just have the appearance, but not true in reality.
但是在天国奥秘的比喻中的第五个，好的是宝贝，第六个是好珠子。
But in the parables, the fifth is talking about the treasure, and the sixth is about the pearl.
都是隐藏的一面。
They both are hidden.
这个在马太福音13:45-26说，天国好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。
In book of Matthew chapter 13:45-46, again the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it.
这个 merchant, 这个买卖人啊，就是基督啊。
The merchant is Jesus.
他为着天国，他在象征撒旦所败坏之海的这一个世界里啊，寻找好珠子，就是教会，就是天国的实际，而不是天国的外表。
The merchant is Jesus, who for the sake of the kingdom in this world, symbolically destroyed by Satan, which is the sea, seeks beautiful pearls, that is the church, which is the reality of the kingdom, and not just the outward appearance.
你知道这个珠子是怎么形成的吗？
Do you know how the pearl is formed?
我们每一个人呢，在重生以前呢，都是会伤人的沙子啊。我们呢，只会伤人。
Before we are born again, we are all like grain of sand. We can only hurt people.
但是啊，基督这一个活的棒啊，他来到死水中，就是来到这个满了世界、满了死亡的世界中，被我们这些小石头，就是被我们这些罪人所伤了。
But the living clam, which is Jesus, enter the dead waters, which is a world full of death, and he was wounded by us.
他不但啊，他就分泌出那个生命的汁浆，包裹住我们这一些叫他受伤的沙粒，把我们变成了宝贵的珠子。
He secretes life-giving fluid, covering the injured grain of sand, those people who hurt him, and change us into precious pearl.
你知道，我们只要相信、接受他，他就能够借着那胜过死亡并且分泌生命基督的自己，让我们得着重生。
If we believe in him, accept him, and through his death, through the life-giving Christ, we can be born again.
当他寻到了这一个贵价的珠子，他就是看见这里有人接受他，接受他的生命，他就为着国度去实价，就变卖他一切所有的，用自己的血买了这珠子。
When he found the people who were saved by him, he found his pearl of great value, and for the sake of the kingdom, he went on the cross.
这个好珠子有什么特点呢？第一，就是这些蒙恩得救的人，他们愿意接受属天的管制。
So what's the characteristics of those good pearls?First of all, they are subject to the governance.
我们知道他爱我们，所以我们也爱他，就愿意活在他属天的管制之下，受他的约束。
Because he loves us, so we love him, and we are willingly subject ourselves under this heavenly guidance.
这个珍珠不是一天养成的，这个沙子在棒的里面的，它不断的用生命去传裹它，意思就是说我们天然的情感意志要受约束，约束在主的里面。
The pearl was not formed in one day. That means gradually, day by day, little by little, we will be changed and subject to the governance and changed by him.
我们的脾气，我们的说话也要受他的约束，不愿意，不要随便的开口说话伤人。
Our temperaments and the words we say will also be changed by him. We will not say words carelessly and hurt people.
正面的讲就是不说那个不造就人的话。
In other words, we refrain from saying unedifying words.
世人别人做的事我们不愿意去做，我们不去做，这就是国度的生活。
And avoid doing what other people are doing.
因为如果我们今天在今世不能接受约束管制自己，将来在来世在国度里面怎能做王治理管理别人呢？
If we cannot accept constraints and govern ourselves in this present life, how can we rule others as king in the future?
在今生有限的年日里面接受那灵的管制，活在神的约束之下，这就是预备将来在来世做王的最佳训练。
In this life, if we accept the constraint and accept the governance of the Spirit, we are living under God's rule.Which is a training.
你知道这样活在国度的管制之下，活在天国实际里面的圣徒，在主的眼中是怎么样呢？是隐藏的，是向世界隐藏的。
So living under the governance of the kingdom is living a hidden life from this world.
所以马太十三章形容说，是藏在地里的宝贝，是出于败坏世界之海的好珠子。用另外一句话来讲，这些人就是得胜者。
So in the book of Matthew chapter 13, it says that they are the treasure hidden in the earth and pearls of great price from the sea of the corrupt world, and they are the overcomers.
所以我们在天国的这个七个比喻里面看到了一幅基督教国的图画。
Therefore, in the seven parables about the kingdom, we see a picture of the Christendom.
包括了真信徒、假信徒、基督教国、被盗的教会、异端和异端的做法，但是还有得胜者。
This includes the true believers, the false believers, the Christendom itself, apostate churches, heresies, and pagan practices.However, it also includes the overcomers.
他们在神的眼中啊，比麦子更坚实、更宝贵、更有价值。
In God's eyes, the overcomers are more firm, precious, and valuable than wheat.
他们是一般不凭着天然生命而活着的圣徒，他们是受属天的管制，是变化过的宝石。
They're not the saints, they are not the ones who live by natural life, but they subject themselves to the heavenly governance and they're transformed.
数量也许很少，也很少人看见他们，但是主看见的，就是他们就是将来在新耶路撒冷里面的珍珠门和宝石墙的一部分，太荣耀了。
Though their numbers may be few and they may be unseen by many,But the Lord sees them. They are the pearls and the gemstones of the New Jerusalem in the Holy City. This is so glorious.
这个得胜者第二个特点就是在灵里跟随他、跟从他、顺从他。
The other characteristics of those overcomers are those who follow Jesus, who submit themselves to the Lord and follow him.
在里面都有恩膏的教训，我们要照着恩膏的教训住在主里面，这样就能胜过肉体，从沙子变成珠子，做得胜者。
There is anointing of the teachings in us, so by this we can live a life of anointing and obey His guidance and be overcomers.
启示录十四章下一张 slide。一节前半跟四章后半说，那一般与羔羊一同站在锡安山的144,000人都是得胜者。为什么？因为羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
In Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, standing with the Lamb among Zion are the 144,000 all overcomers, for wherever the Lamb goes, they follow him.
得胜者就是听话顺从的人。
The overcomers are those who are obedient, who follow him.
特会中鲁西亚弟兄在最后一天信息说，在启示录二章三章，因为教会有一些不正常的光景，所以就呼召得胜者。
At the summer conference, Brother Lucio pointed out that in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3, there are some abnormal conditions of the church, so God is calling those overcomers.
Overcomers, 就是圣灵向教会所说的话，有耳可听的就应当听。谁是 overcomers 呢？就是听了而遵行的人。
So who are the overcomers? Those who have ears need to listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say, and they are the overcomers.
得胜者还是生命长大的，让基督成形在里面的。
The overcomers are also those ones whose life has spiritual life grown and has Jesus' life taken form within them.
就是在启示录十二章里面呢，妇人宇宙教会所生的男孩子就是得胜者。
The overcomer is also referred to in Book of Revelation chapter 12, the male child born to the woman.
这些人是大红龙，就是撒旦所要吞吃的对象，也是撒旦所惧怕的。
Those are the ones that the great red dragon Satan seeks to devour and fears.
然后下一个 slide， 加拉太书四章十九节，他就说：“我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。”
Book of Galatians chapter 4 verse 19, my little children, for whom I labor in birth, again until Christ is formed in you.
这就是告诉我们，基督已经生命在我们里面，要让基督的生命长大，让基督成形在我们里面，成为男孩子的一部分。这样就能做得胜者来对付仇敌。
This tells us the life of Christ is already in us. We need to let this life grow and take form so that we can defeat our enemy.
那么这个得胜者的路是什么呢？就是启示录十二章第十一节。
So what is the way of the overcomers?
弟兄胜过他，要靠羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
This is the book of Revelation chapter 12, and they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
还有，虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的魂生命，就是不爱惜自己的天然的生命。
And they did not love their lives to the death, which means they did not love their soul life or natural life.
这节圣经告诉我们呢，我们不能靠旧人亚当的生命而活，如果这样一定失败，但是羔羊的宝血是我们得救的秘诀。
This tells us we cannot overcome with the natural life, the Adam life, but the blood of Christ is the secret to our victory.
羔羊的血容易懂，什么是自己见证的道呢？
It's easy to understand the blood of the Lamb, but what is the word of their testimony?
跟谁做见证？跟谁讲道呢？
To testify to who and to spread the gospel to who?
我们要学习对撒旦讲话，因为撒旦常常控告我们。
We should learn to speak to Satan, who often accuses us.
你跟撒旦讲。不错，我会犯罪，但是主的宝血一定洗净我，已经洗净我了。
You need to tell Satan, yes, I may make mistakes or commit sins, but the blood of Christ has already cleansed me.
不错，我会失败，但是主已经得胜。撒旦，失败的是你，你已经失败了。
True, I may fail, but the Lord will overcome, and you already are defeated.
抓住主的宝血，依靠主的宝血，就能够抵挡仇敌的控告，就能打败仇敌的控告，就把仇敌撒旦摔下去了。
By seizing the precious blood of the Lord and rely on His blood, and you can defeat the enemy.
好，最后我愿意用马太福音二十二章一到十四节中间的那一段呢，就是。另外一个天国的比喻来彼此勉励。
Lastly, I want to encourage one another with one parable from Book of Matthew, chapter 22.
二节说到，天国好比一个王为儿子摆设娶亲的宴席，我们都读过了。
We already read that the kingdom is like the king who arranged a marriage.
那但是呢，因为这个先前被招的犹太人的选民啊，他们拒绝邀请来参加，而我们这些原来不在邀请名单上的外邦人呢，不论善恶都被招来参与这个宴席。
The Jewish people who were chosen refused to come, refused the invitation, and prepared by the king. But we were Gentiles; we were invited to the feast.
不是靠行为，我们都是因为简单的白白就相信就白白的称义进入了神的国。正如上一次我在那个智慧的呼唤中间所说的，但是呢，要有份于王的宴席呢，还需要有一件礼服。
It is not by our good works, but by God who through whom we were justified freely. But like the message I shared last week, the calling out of the wisdom, we need a wedding garment.
马太福音这个22章11到14节呢，就是当天国的王再来的时候，他要进到宴席里来观看宾客，见到有没有穿礼服的。
In the book of Matthew, it says, when the King of Heaven comes again, he will come into the feast to inspect the guests and to see if they are with or without a wedding garment.
都到了宴席里了，谁是没有穿礼服呢？就是生命没有变化，不像基督，没有活出天国子民的义行，让基督做他主观之义的人。
So for those who are already present in this wedding feast,Who are those without a wedding garment? Those are the ones that whose life has not been changed, been transformed, who have not lived out the righteousness.
这件礼服是什么呢？就是马太福音启示录十九章第八节说的那一件，下一章slide，十九章第八节，那一件光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
So what is this wedding garment? It is mentioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 19:8. This is a bright, clean linen.
没有礼服，王怎么说？把他手脚捆起来，丢在外面黑暗里，在那里哀哭切齿了。
So what does the Lord say to those who without the wedding garment? He says, He command them to be bound hand and foot and cast them into outer darkness.
这个不是灭亡，也不是失去救恩。这个啊，手脚捆起来啊，就有人这样领会啊，丢在黑暗里，就是受国度管制的捕客。
This is not losing the salvation. This should be subject under the governance of the kingdom.
这个。比喻的结束的就是说，因为被招的人选上的，被招的人多，选上的人少，就表示我们今天都已经被招，得着了他的救恩，但是将来要得奖赏，被选上得奖赏而有份于天国羔羊之婚宴的却不多，这是何等的一个警惕。
The message says, Because many are called, but few are chosen. What a warning about, what a sober message.
孙弟兄在特会讲了一件叫人非常觉醒的话，他就说，我们都仰望主的再来，但是等到了却进不去，那是何等的可惜啊。
Our brother Sun mentioned in the summer conference, something as a warning. It says,how grateful it would be if we all come, but we could not enter.
所以结论是什么？结论就是说，我们做人就要做基督徒，做基督徒就要做得胜的基督徒。我们不但要进神的国，我们更要进天国。
So what is the conclusion? The conclusion is if we live, we need to live as Christians. If we live as Christians, we must be the victorious Christians.Who strive to enter into the kingdom, not only the kingdom of God, but also the kingdom of heaven.
当主再来的时候，我们不但要进入羔羊的婚宴，我们要与天国的王一同作王一千年。
So when the Lord returns, we not only can partake in the marriage supper of the Lamb, but also will reign with him as a king for 1,000 years.
在地上几十年的训练功课换来千年的奖赏，太值得，太荣耀了。
It's so worthwhile and glorious if the decades of training on earth can be traded and rewarded as 1,000 years.
最后一个 slide， 启乐启示录19:9，我们这样才是真正有福的人。
Book of Revelation chapter 19:9 says, Blessed are those who these are the truly the blessed life.
对，天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡请被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话，我们都要阿们，我们都要听进去。
And right, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and these are the true saying of God. And we all need to amen for this, and we all need to enter.
今天自己预备进天国，活在天国的实际，到天国实现的时候就可以有份。
Today, when if we live in the reality of the kingdom of heaven, and when the day of the kingdom of heaven come, we will have part in it.
传这个天国的福音，不只是恩典的福音，要传遍天下，使万民不但做信徒，还要做主的门徒，也把他们带进天国的实际里，预备主的再来，这样末期才来到。
We will also spread the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, preach this to all nations.And make all people disciples. And then we will usher into the reality of kingdom of heaven.
感谢主。
Thank you.
说完了今天这一篇重要的信息。
Thank the Lord for allowing me to give this important message.
最后还是要大家把这一节圣，刚刚那首诗歌的第一节再唱一次，里面的内容太重要了。
Let's sing the first stanza of the hymn, which is so important.